In hockey, usually the team that scores first dictates how the rest of the game goes. The Beavers struck first, and honestly, it was a really pretty goal.
Nugent drives that one, back wall. Played there by the defenseman, Casey Adamy of the Lions. Driven out to center ice. Beavers get it right back. Nice pass. Lydia, pass on, shoots and scores!
That one goal lead didn't last very long. Lindenwood answered, not once, not twice, but three times in the first period.
Beavers' Abby Haluska lost the puck. It's carried back the other way, dropped off. Lions trying to find the net. Shot fired and a goal. Another goal for the Lady Lions. Don't get too comfortable.
It'll cut you down the side. Senior forward Jacqueline Casa agreed. They got too comfortable.
You know, I think we just got comfortable with ourselves and thought we'd be fine, and we know that's not going to work. We just weren't stopping on pucks when we should have been, and we need to be doing that.
Down by two goals, the Beavers wouldn't score again until there was less than 4 minutes left in the hockey game.
Back to Heather Olson. Now to Campa. Campa, right up the slot, tries to get the shot off, and that one was blocked. Now Radke, a shot, a goal! Kiki Radke! Rings that one around.
Almost a no-look goal. She just brought it all the way around. Wrist shot, top corner.
That was a beautiful shot by Kiki Radke, and that's exactly what the Beavers needed. A one-goal game, a power play goal for Bemidji State. 3:25 left here in our third period. Don't get too comfortable.
You might not be there long. Well, the Beavers know what they need to do in Game 2 today. They just can't get too comfortable with the lead. They also don't want this season to start off like last year's. BSU looks for a weekend split today when the puck drops in 30 minutes on their home ice. But first, our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.